This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan, come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight, all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan, turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
I have one. You have one. We all have one. What is it? What could it possibly be? And is it contagious? What we have is a brain. Duh. Okay, so we knew that. Of course you knew that because you have a brain. And whenever Dr. Pompa and I talk about brain, there's always a tremendous amount of interest, and we always preface it by saying there's never enough time. So I do think there's much more to talk about than we've covered on previous shows, and I think we could probably do years of just this topic. And what's really interesting is, even as we learn, more unfolds. I mean, there's research going on right now. And I think a part of the real challenge today is to separate what is the real legitimate research that proves or demonstrates something or gives us a true insight, and what is manipulated, twisted research to serve somebody's agenda. Dr. Pompa, being a guy who looks at research, reads the studies, do you find that even at your level sometimes hard? Do you have to dig into it and go, wait a minute, who funded this? What does this really prove? Does the conclusion match what really happened? How did they control the control group? It's really hard to distinguish legitimate, genuine research that's proving something from the stuff that's really set up to sell something.
It is. People can fund a study to say anything, Bill. So, you know, you even have to look at where are the studies, who's funding the studies, is it an independent study, why are they doing the study? So, you know, it's more than even just having a study. That's how confusing it is.
Yeah, and then the study has to be peer-reviewed, and there is room for a little manipulation to take place there. I mean, if somebody doesn't want a study published, they can probably prevent that from happening. Then it has to be published in a journal. So by the time it becomes accessible, it's been through some filters, which still doesn't mean it's genuine and still doesn't mean it's legit. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I think if you search for, you know, brain health, you will find so many ads for supplements. Right? If you look on the internet and you go, you know, how do I help restore brain health? It'll give you supplement after supplement after supplement, and then maybe a drug, and then maybe a brain program, and then supplement, supplement, supplement. So let me start by asking you this question. Is there any supplement, think about this before you answer, is there any supplement, nutritional supplement, that does something in and of itself? He's thinking.
I'm pausing.
I do. I want you to think.
I'm not even understanding. Good thing you told me to pause. Because I'm not even understanding the question exactly. I'm afraid. Okay. Yeah. Does a supplement do something in and of itself? For what? The brain? Is that what you're asking?
For anything. I mean, think about the term supplement, or think about you walk into a health food store, and things are placed under the benefit, right? So fat burner, brain health, immune system. Is there any one that you could take that in and of itself will give you that benefit? In other words, if you walked into a health food store and you said, I have a compromised immune system, is there one supplement that you can take that suddenly fixes your immune system? Because we live in a society where medicine, conventional medicine, has convinced people that you take the pill and it's curative. So that's why I'm posing the question, because there are a lot of supplements aimed at fixing the brain problem.
I got it. Right. Yes. Well, here's the could you take a supplement to have an effect? The answer is yes. Okay. Now, is the effect curative? The answer I would say is no. Only the body can cure. All we can do is remove interference from that intelligence that's in the body, and the body does the healing. So, no. Whether it's a medication or whether it's a supplement, they both can have effects. However, are they curative? My answer is no.
Now, let me ask you something else, and I'm going to bring these two things together. I was on a plane recently. The flight was delayed. I was talking to a woman who was very professional, I'll say, and she went and had a cocktail. And then she had another cocktail, and then she had another cocktail. And then we got on the plane, and she ordered a cocktail, and then she ordered another cocktail. Yes. And she had, and forgive me for saying it this way, brain damage. I mean, when I saw the way that she was behaving on that flight and the conversation she was trying to have, you would look at her and you'd go, her brain is damaged. Her brain is not functioning correctly. She's not thinking right. She's not moving right. She's slurring her words. So isn't that, in fact, some sort of detriment to the brain? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that.
Yeah.
While there's no supplement...
Absolutely.
While there's no supplement that can fix the brain in and of itself, there are certainly things that can impair the brain in and of themselves. Now, the thing about alcohol is the long-term damage from one day of cocktails is not going to be significant, right? It's a short-term, you've kind of interrupted some neurotransmission. But in the long term, anything that is alien to the body can do some harm. So I want people to understand, firstly, you've got to get rid of what is damaging before you start trying to take a supplement to fix. Would you agree with that? Dan?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You got to get rid of the causes. Yeah,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, so where do we start?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm hearing you. Where do we start when it comes to the brain in terms of a first step? And we've spoken about this before, but a little review, because I want to lead into, you know, what are the more advanced things we can do? What does the research really show? And let's give people a little more insight than we've ever given them before. But what's the first step if you are 50 years old and you just notice you can't think like you used to? You can't do math in your head the way you used to. Dan, are you hearing me?
I know. You know what? You keep cutting out. I don't know if that's happening just on my line or in the studio. So, yeah, I can hear you right now.
Okay. So, did you hear my question or not? What's the first step? What is a first,
the first step?
Step?
Yeah. Get rid of the cause. I mean, that's the first step. Yeah, get rid of the things that are, you know, having a negative effect on the brain.
Like what?
Cut out again. Okay, like what? You keep cutting out. It's odd. Okay, this is part. Maybe it's my brain. Maybe it's my brain cutting out. Like what? I mean, I can literally go down a laundry list of different neurotoxins. These are toxins that affect the brain. Heavy metals, mercury from silver fillings. You know, I mean, I can go on and on. There's things that we've talked about in past shows, like glyphosate. It's an herbicide that allows toxins to cross into the brain. And then here's one, just spiking glucose and insulin. Standard American diet. You know, this is, we know that it's causative to affecting and causing plaques, inflammation in the brain, and leading to neurodegenerative diseases. And this is something that people do every day unknowingly.
So if they don't know, we've got to start them knowing before they remove them, right? And really, this is the hard part, because let's think about this. Let's think about somebody who I gave the example before, 50 years old. They're starting to get a little bit of cognitive decline, but they're functional. You know, they have a little more trouble following the GPS. They have a little more trouble making sense out of things. They have to read them twice. They are forgetful sometimes. They can't remember a name, but they're functional. They don't know what the source may be. So What do we do? And really, this is a hard question for most people because, again, this is where they look for a supplement. They go, I have a little bit of an issue here. I need to fix it by putting something in. When really what you're saying is the first step is they've got to take something out. So is there a process? Is there a kind of checklist?
Right.
Where can they start to get rid of whatever's causing it? We'll be back. You'll answer that question when we return. Health Seekers Radio. Be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
In that last segment, we had a little appropriate interference. That's what happens in your brain sometimes. Get a little bit of interference. Dr. Pompa and I weren't communicating, almost like two brain cells trying to deal with interference, but it's fixed, right, Dr. Pompa?
I hope it's fixed.
I just heard a dunk, so I don't know if it's fixed or not. Well, I heard you cut out there, but so I you asked me something before the break, and I may have caught it, may have not. So
okay, so let me ask it again. What I started out leading up to is when people start to lose brain function, and I don't mean to the point that it is severe, but where they notice, you know, they go, I'm just not as sharp, I'm just not quite the same, they have trouble concentrating, they're trying to read something and they don't realize what they just read and they have to go back and read it again. Because of all of the marketing and all of the information out there, their inclination, and I know this because when I talk to people, this is what they tell me, is to go get a supplement. What supplement will work, right?
Right.
What brain supplement will work? And what you said is the impairment, the damage, the breakdown is not a supplement deficiency. There is something external of the body that is moving into the body that is causing a degradation or interference or a problem at the brain cellular level. So the challenge becomes, if people know this to be true, and I hope they're listening, how do they find that? If they go to a health food store and they go, what's a good supplement for the brain? There's somebody in that store who'll say phosphatidylserine, right? I mean, they'll give them something.
Right.
But when the question is what's causing it, that's a hard question to figure out. So where do you really start? You know, what would you coach or guide somebody to do if they go, I need to clean up something, I just don't really know what? I think the first place that you would probably look, because it's the easiest to identify, is you look at their nutrition, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, of course, because I said, you know, when we look at Alzheimer's dementia, it's actually called type 3 diabetes, you know, I mean, or type 2 diabetes of the brain, really is the name that they're giving it, meaning that the diet causes it, elevated insulin. There's literally, look, if you looked at every person's diet practically in the United States, even people who think they eat healthy, they eat several times a day. They're constantly spiking their glucose, therefore their insulin, which is the problem. So there's these little enzymes, Phil, that insulin is so damaging to the body, especially to the brain, that we have these little enzymes in the brain that have to get rid of it so the brain doesn't get damaged. The body's very intelligent. So the problem is this. Insulin spike, you know, one after another, you degrade these enzymes, and now you run out of enzymes. What happens? So now the brain starts becoming damaged. So that is an issue, and that's why they're calling it type 2 diabetes of the brain. So, you know, this is a big problem. So, yes, I would start there, Phil. I mean, obviously, we uncover certain toxins that obviously are related to these brain conditions as well, a loss of memory. But you know what, Phil, I want to say this. You know, it starts with simple brain fog. It starts with the short-term memory going, where are my keys? You know, where is this? Where is that? So, you know, it's years, and all of a sudden, it seems like it can just happen where someone's in that state. And by the way, it's only your family and loved ones that start noticing it first. You know, everyone else is in, you know, you're in denial. That's the
oh, and they part. Laugh at first. It's funny at first. Absolutely. You forget her name. You miss your exit, right? And you go, what was the name of that movie we saw last night? You know, and people sort of laugh. And they'll go, oh, you're having a senior moment. But really, this is evidence of something starting to break down. And I think the good news is, if you catch it at that point, at the very least, you can slow the degeneration. Perhaps you can fix it. You know, there's a very good doctor, neurologist in Naples, and he's gained some fame with the release of his book. And you know David Perlmutter. And I don't have the exact words, but he says that carbohydrates, even the whole grains, right, that everybody thinks are healthy, are the cause of almost every single neurological problem. Dementia, depression, headaches. Do you buy that?
Well, look, I don't buy that carbohydrates. I don't want to, you know, vilify carbohydrates because vegetables are carbohydrates, right? They also have protein, you know, but, you know, it's not carbohydrates. How about we say it this way? It's the overconsumption of carbohydrates. If you look at the standard American diet, even when they do studies in this country on low carbohydrate diets, they're talking about 180, 200 carbs a day, which is still considered a high carbohydrate diet in my eyes. So our definition of carbohydrates or a low-carbohydrate diet has become very different when we look at what people eat today. But, you know, I don't want to just put it on carbohydrates even in that sense. High protein. More and more studies show the damaging effects of high protein. There's something called gluconeogenesis. I just lost our listeners. But what that means is you could take protein like muscle and break it down into sugar too. So many people are consuming too much protein as well as too many carbohydrates. So what's left? Fat. Well, forget about fat. I mean, doesn't that, that's horrible. Fat's the victim. I mean, that's the, you know, that's the really bad stuff, isn't it? No, it's actually the one nutrient, macronutrient that you can eat really guilt-free. So we have to be careful with protein. We have to be careful with carbohydrates. You know, fats are the free one, and that's probably the least that people are eating, at least even the healthy fats. And by the way, guess what heals the brain? Fat.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a little turn. I wanted to just tell you something interesting as you say that. My grandmother on my mother's side, Grandma Tilly, I was very close with her. She lived to be 101, and she was with it mentally every moment of her life. Every moment of her life, even at 101. And, you know, one of my most beautiful memories is watching her at 100 years old talk to my daughter who was 2. You know, and they would just have these great conversations because they didn't know what was going on in politics. You know, they didn't know what was going on in sports. So they would just talk about nothing. And it was really beautiful to watch. But when you look at the way that she ate, I remember when we would have like a steak at my Grandma Tilly's house and they put it in the refrigerator. When you would take it out of the refrigerator, it was all like white, fatty, you know, stuff all around. That when you heat it up, it would sort of go away, right? They would put, they would cook in what was called schmaltz. It's a Jewish thing, but it's chicken fat. So she has these jars of chicken fat. And you look at that and you go, it doesn't make sense. How could somebody that ate that much fat live to be 101, healthy, sharp? Maybe we're coming to understand something, right? Maybe we took a really bad turn when people started just categorizing fat as bad.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, we started moving away from these fats, even saturated fats that we know have play a very important role in the brain. Cholesterol is probably the most important fat in the brain, and yet we know that this is another subject, and you know, I don't want to get caught down this road, but you know, when we take all the statins, it's a $9 billion to $30 billion industry estimated. I mean, my gosh. And you know, the studies show that it has a negative effect on the brain, on memory, and again, these are studies, you know. And the problem is that more and more people are on these medications, depleting cholesterol, affecting their hormones, affecting the liver, their joints, and their brain. And everyone's running from fats like cholesterol, saturated fats, when those are the fats that really our brain needs to work.
So first and foremost, you got to clean up your diet. And I think really people need some guidance. I mean, they could listen to us every week. They could certainly contact you and get some coaching. They could watch your Cell TV on the Internet. But it starts with nutrition. And then there are some other things that are really important. But
absolutely.
First, we got to talk about cleaning things up. And there's more than just the nutrition. So we'll talk about more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Phil Kaplan, Dan Pompa, Health Seekers Radio.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So, my brain's working. Thank God. Dr. Pompa's brain is working. And our brains are causing us to communicate in a way that we are feeding and nourishing your brain, giving you information. Our brains are telling you how to take care of your brain. And we said it really should start with the nutrition because it's easiest to identify. We can take a look at what somebody eats and see that they're eating some things that may be causing cellular damage and very often affecting cognition and thought and brain function. And we talked about where people don't quite understand and they'll read a blanket statement like carbohydrates are the villain and all of a sudden they stop eating carbs, but they still don't get it right. And as Dr. Pompa pointed out, it's not only carbs. And even if we look at the carbs, it's not all carbs. So you really do need a bit of an understanding of how to clean up your nutrition, especially where the brain is concerned. And it's hard to just hear somebody say, eat healthier, because you may not understand what healthier means. And that's why we're here, to guide you. But I don't want to spend the whole show talking about food, because we certainly can. But what we said is, there are two ways to attack the problem in the brain. One is to try to put something in, and I spoke about people taking supplements looking for a fix, but the supplements will not work in and of themselves, nor will they be a solution when the damage is still being done by whatever is causal. So Dr. Pompa talks about finding the cause and removing it, and there are a lot of, I'll call them nutrients, although they're not nutrients, but things that we find in food that can do damage. So we got to clean up your nutrition. But then we could look at, I'm going to throw a few things out there, and you tell me what they have in common. DDT, lead, asbestos, arsenic. What do those things have in common?
No, they're all potential neurotoxins.
Right. So people know that, right? Today, in 2016, people know that. There's nobody who would say, what's in the soup? And you go, oh, DDT, we got a little bit of lead in there, and we've mixed in some arsenic. You know, I don't want that soup, right? But the challenge today is there are chemicals with names that, A, nobody hears, and B, even if they heard them, they wouldn't understand it. So right. How do you start making sense, Dr. Pompa, out of what in your environment may be causing damage to the brain? I don't mean only in your house or only outside of your house. It's both, right? It's everywhere.
Yeah, I did an article even some years ago, and even updated it recently, but it was really five toxins right under our nose and five toxins right under our roof, meaning that according to the EPA, the indoor air in your home is set 4 to 7 times more toxic than the worst day in LA. So I think the focus politically is the outside air. However, the focus, unfortunately, should be in the products that we're consuming, in the products we're using on our skin, hair, body, and also products just right in our home. When you bring in a new piece of furniture, a new computer, it's loaded with bromine, as an example, which is a flame retardant. Legally has to be there. Well, that bromine is a halogen chemical that interferes with your thyroid dramatically. So we know that it causes cancer and thyroid issues, and the list goes on. That's just one example. Either new carpet, it's loaded with different glues and formaldehyde. The insulation in your house, you know, we're building homes tighter, more efficient for heat, to keep heat in and cool in, but yet it's keeping the chemicals in that are just in the building materials, the finishes, the varnish, the carpets, the furniture. Again, the list goes on. And then we have to look at makeup, which contains BPA, which we know turns on bad hormones.
Okay, wait, so we have to stop there because we have to stop for a moment because I want to make this information usable for people. Mm-hmm. So start with the nutrition for the reason that it is really the simplest for an expert to identify. I mean, if you really outline what you eat, they could look at it. And even if you go, well, I'm having pasta. It's like, well, let me see the box of pasta. And then they can even tell you at what level, you know, this may be harmful to you. So that's a way we can start that it's kind of easy to do detective work if you have the background knowledge. Everything you're talking about now, it starts to sound overwhelming because now mm-hmm. somebody's going, wait, it's my carpet, it's my toothpaste, it's my air, and what do you do? So how do they get a sense of what's going on inside their home? Where would we start there? Somebody's losing brain function. They've heard what you say. They've cleaned up their diet. Now they want to make sure they're living in a safe environment. Where do they start there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of websites out there now that, you know, toxins in your home, and they show you where the major toxins are coming from. You know, we do have to detox our life as well as our body correctly at the cellular level. But, you know, detoxing our life, you know, I always say you don't just take all 10 of these things and change them. You start with one, you know, and start, you know, I agree. You start with your diet and then you start working into, you know, what's in and around your home. What are you using on your body? I mean, most of these things, Phil, are just exchanges, right? You know, what lotions are you using? What makeup? What soaps? You can simply exchange them today. 10 years ago, it was tough. You couldn't even find certain things to exchange with. Now, there's all these healthy products out there. Do they cost a little more? Yes, but you know what? A lot of them, people make them themselves. Even cleaning supplies that you're using on your counters every day. You should see. It's unregulated. The chemicals that they're allowed to put in there ends up in your food.
Here we have three levels of things that are in your home. There are the ones that are part of your home. That's the hardest to figure out. Right, because you don't know what's in your insulation. You would really have to have a check. So let's put that third. Second would be the things you use in your home, which would be things like cleaners and disinfectants mm-hmm. and bug spray. And then first on that list would be the things you put on your body, because once it's on your body, it's in your blood, right? So in terms of simplest to identify, we start with food, then we go to what you just said. Let's look at the makeup, the skin creams, the shampoos, the conditioners, the things you're putting on your skin. And from there, we can look at what you're using, what you're spraying in your house, what you're washing the floors with. And I think you'd be very surprised, because a lot of the stuff that has just become common to have under the sink is really harmful. right? You know, the old saying in toxicology is it's not the compound, it's the dose, right? The dose makes the poison. So in small amounts, it may not hurt you. And that's why the what people try to get in terms of approval is GRAS, generally regarded as safe.
Right.
So if you have one thing that in a reasonable amount is not in and of itself super harmful, it could get GRAS approval. But if you have 12 things that you use, then it is not the dose of each. It is the cumulative dose of what you're doing to your body. So
absolutely,
when you start to pull out from under your sink all of the things that you're using, you may be very surprised at the impact. And keep this in mind. If something kills bugs because it's toxic, you are an organism hosting trillions of organisms, right? So you got to at least have the thought, what is in this stuff and how is it affecting me?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the chemicals in these products, it is unregulated. There's things grandfathered in, toxins that we know cause cancer and hormone disruption, and it's in the product. And there's nothing that this country does about it. In Europe and other countries, they've outlawed this, but here it is grandfathered in. And it's extremely toxic. And Phil, your point's well taken. It bioaccumulates. I always give the example of a bucket or a bathtub upstairs. One drip at a time, it's filling, it's filling, it's filling. One day, it overflows. And by the way, every bathtub has a drain, but the more toxins that we become, we accumulate, that the drain gets smaller and smaller and less drain. One day, their detox pathways just shut down. And then the bathtub is quick to overflow and creating damage down below, right? And this is where people start medicating and chasing it with supplements. But look, we have to ultimately empty the bathtub and ultimately open the drain again so it doesn't keep filling up.
So let me ask you a theoretical question that really has no right or wrong answer, but I'll ask you to answer it from your perspective. What is the likelihood that somebody would go to a neurologist, I'm going to say a mainstream neurologist, and describe some of the symptoms we spoke about? They go, you know, I'm okay. I just find that I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I can't add numbers in my head. I'm forgetful. Sometimes I say the wrong word. I find that I often just almost miss my exit on the highway. I get distracted easily. What is the likelihood that that neurologist will say, let's look at your nutrition,
zero,
let's look at what you put on your skin, and then we're going to go on a tour underneath your kitchen sink? You said
zero.
I'm going to ask you to expand on that when we come back. This is Phil Kaplan and Dr. Daniel Pompa sharing some truth, exactly what you need, on Health Seekers Radio.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan, you know, one of the things that is difficult is when we start on a topic, the time just gets away from us. And, you know, I always want to make sure that we leave people with valuable information, usable information. So what we've identified is if you're like most Americans, aging, and when I say aging, hopefully aging well, but your brain is kind of showing signs of what we've learned to associate with aging. You're a little more forgetful, not as sharp as you used to be. You kind of find yourself pausing before you answer a question. There's some breakdown of communication between those brain cells. Neurons are having a little more trouble. Something's going on. So when you identify that condition way before it gets severe, don't run right to find out what to take. And I'm going to say this based on your answer to the question I just asked. Don't expect that the neurologist is going to give you all of the right strategies to get yourself better right out of the gate. You've got to start by taking a look at what is affecting you, and I don't think our society has been trained to do that. So first, get with an expert, look at your nutrition. Second, study this, research it, get on the internet or get with an expert and look at what you're putting on your skin. Third, take a look at the household items that you're using, the furniture polish, the stainless steel cleaner, and start to look at the ingredients and research this and see if, in fact, they are neurotoxins. And I think you're going to be surprised. If you make a line down a page and you say, okay, I'll put this on the side of not neurotoxin. Well, look at this one. Look at it. Before you know it, the neurotoxins will probably be a longer list than the others, just looking at the products that you use right now. And from there, you take a look at what your home is made of. You take a look at the paints and the carpets and the flooring and the drywall and the insulation. And I don't think everybody has to really become obsessive in that way, but that's where you stop the damage. Anything I said, Dr. Papa, that I said incorrectly or you disagree with?
No, absolutely. And, you know, I can make the home thing right. You can't just start ripping out carpets and insulation. But what you can do is keep windows cracked, cross ventilation. They even sell ventilation machines now because of this problem. And it brings fresh air in and stale air out. That's the solution. I have you know, many clients, Phil, that just by adding these machines in their house go, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, I'm sleeping better, I feel better. So, you know, that's the answer to the toxic homes, is that we're making homes not breathable. Let's make them breathable. There's a solution. Now, when you replace things, if you replace a carpet, a piece of furniture, now they have, you know, non-VOC paints and carpets now. I mean, so this is now, you know, people are more aware today and you can actually buy safer products. But in the meantime, ventilate your house. Crack some windows, cost you nothing, cross-ventilate, there you go. Look at the things you're putting in your body. Phil, you're right. The things you're putting on your skin in minutes, seconds, it's right into your bloodstream. If you look at the neurotoxins and the hormone disruptors, it's there. All you have to do is make yourself aware. You know, if you get rid of the sources, stop filling up the bucket or the bathtub, you know, now we can start pulling it out of the body. And, you know, that's when we see the brain recover. You know, we see the brain, and I know, yeah, well, the brain can't heal itself because that's what heals the rest of the body. No, it's amazing what the brain can do, even rewiring itself. We reduce the inflammation, the body can heal itself.
You know, I've been to your home, been to more than one of your homes. I haven't been in your new one, right? But I was in the one in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and then I was in the one in Utah, and you moved again. But every time I'm in your home, I see an array of bottles and containers and supplements and stuff. And I'll tell you a little secret. I have a similar one in my home. So sometimes people hear what I said at the beginning, that a supplement's not going to be curative. And they go, Phil is not a fan of supplements, which is ridiculous. There is no fan of supplements. But Dr. Papa, with everything we just said, there is certainly virtue to taking the right supplements to mm-hmm. optimize your own metabolic processes, right? So as we wrap things up, because I know what happens. People hear supplements, they go, what? Because I know they ask you this all the time. They ask me all the time, what could I take for this? And that's the frustrating thing. They think there's going to be a pill because that's what conventional medicine has taught us with the TV commercials, right? Can't sleep? Take this. Have arthritis? Take that. So mm-hmm. they believe there's a pill, and now they think supplement is just a pill, and I take that to cure. That's not the case. But can they play a role? Yeah, absolutely. But I think the efficacious ones are few and far between, honestly, because once something proves virtuous, there are lots of companies that come out with inferior versions very quickly. So yeah. What would you say to somebody in terms of, again, a starting point to supplement for the brain? Just at the very least, something that can prove protective.
Yeah, I mean, we hear a lot about fish oil today, and I think most people are taking them. And I don't want to be the boo-hoo here, but you know, most of the fish oils that are on the market are rancid, and they actually can cause damage. So we always open up these cans of worms and start new shows. You know, so a lot of that is not good. We hear a lot about vitamin D. And yes, people are lacking vitamin D, but then they run out and take vitamin D by itself without other fat soluble vitamins like vitamin K, vitamin A. And that imbalance can cause deficiencies. So I'm trying to answer your question. I'm creating more questions. You love when that happens.
No, but
so,
I think you have to. I think this is the thought process that people need because yeah. their inclination is go buy this. There yeah. are even some brain supplements that have names that suggest that they're the cure. Yeah. Right? I mean, it's not yeah. a real name, but like Brain Fix. There are many supplements that have names like that, that if you look at it, it says, okay, vitamin B6, and it lists all the supplements, and people just go, oh, it says Brain Fix, it's going to fix my brain. But mm-hmm. what would you, let me ask it this way, what supplement, if you can only take one for your brain, would you want to make sure you include? Could you answer that? I know it's not easy.
Yeah, a balanced, really good fat supplement, I think, is good. You know, where it has not just fish oil, but omega-3, omega-6, you know, even some coconut oil. You know, all of these fats are really important. We need a balance of fats that most people aren't getting in their diet. That's why these fat supplements can work if you get a good one that's balanced. Be cautious of taking just fish oil. When you eat fish, you get multitudes of different fats and protective elements around it in the fish. So, yeah, even butter. How about that one? Butter, as we think of it, is bad, but yet we know butter is actually really healthy for the brain.
There okay, so you would take a balanced fat supplement, right?
Yes.
Okay, and a liquid? A capsule?
Yeah.
A gel
yeah,
cap? Whatever it is, as long as you get it in
yeah.
your body.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
What would be Well, let me ask another question, because this is going to sound a little weird. When I ask people, or if I were to ask people, what does a probiotic do? They will point to the gut, right? That's what they, probiotic gut. And they understand, everybody understands enough to know there are bad biotics and good biotics, and we don't have enough of the good biotics, so we take a probiotic for our gut and for our digestion. Is there a connection between that probiotic and the brain?
Yeah, you need certain bacteria in the gut to actually make chemicals that the brain needs to function. Dopamine, serotonin, these are called neuro, meaning nerve transmitters. So we need it for our cells to work and our brain cells to communicate with each other and the body, etc. And believe it or not, you can't make them if certain bacteria are in too low a number. However, again, I'll caution, the average probiotic that you go to your store and buy, probably not going to do it. You know, we need to be eating a lot of different fibers and different foods that we get from, you know, vegetables and really a more primitive diet that are called prebiotics. They feed good bacteria. You know, so, and we kill bacteria by taking too many antibiotics. And every time you take an antibiotic, you kill bacteria. And then if you're not replacing it, then you're left empty. You know, so you can see the challenges here in a toxic world. Toxins kill good bacteria, but yes, we need bacteria fill to feed good bacteria in our gut. So very, very big subject. Matter of fact, there's a show, Phil. There's a show.
There's a show. But yeah. I think, you know, if people walk away with just the key points, the bullet points of what we shared, that they're going to do far more than they would do by going into a store and saying, what supplement can I take for my brain? You know, I mean, there is this fantasy, and maybe science has evolved to a point that there are these drugs that can cause us to have super brains, right? It may be possible, but it's certainly not accessible to the average person. It's certainly not accessible in a health food store. And even if it is real, who knows what damage it could do? But it creates that illusion that we could just go buy something and it fixes our brain. And I think the advice that you've given today is something that everybody should, at the very least, write down and start a plan of action. And the plan of action is start by cleaning up what you eat. You know, let's consider brain health. Let's not just look at, will I gain fat? Let's look at brain health. And the nice thing is, the nutrition for brain health is sort of the same nutrition as having a healthy, lean body, right? So you start with your nutrition, getting rid of the things that can be damaging and starting to eat better. From there, you go to the things that touch your body. So, you know, it's hard for people to fathom that their makeup and their toothpaste and what they're putting on their eyelashes and eyebrows may be problematic to their brain. But once they get it, once they really start to research it and look at ingredients, wow, is that empowering. From there, you go to what you use in your home, and then you go to what your home is made of, and then you supplement with some really good balance of fats, some healthy probiotics, and you're way ahead of the game. Dr. Pompa, we're out of time. Anything you want to say in wrapping it up?
Yeah, well, put it this way. Start by adding fat to your diet. There you go. Watch your carbs.
Watch your brain. Be smart. We'll be back with more next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.